The longer I journey in my Catholic faith, I have not been in it that long, maybe about 14 years now, I continue to be amazed at the things that I learn and also the people that the Holy Spirit brings into my life. No matter how brief the encounter is and what a profound effect that those people have on me to this day. I've had numerous occasions of experience different countries and different places and people, and those moments have kind of transfigured my life, changed my attitude, or maybe realized, in fact, one instance that the world is much larger than what I believe it to be sometimes. On the night of Easter Vigil, when Father Joe anointed me and confirmed me and poured oil over my head, to this day, he doesn't swear to it, but to this day, I think he poured an extra quite a bit on my head versus the other ones. And when the oil was flowing over me, it's one of the most profound moments. I just sent this incredible transformation within me. And I said to myself, I really feel like I'm finally home. And I whispered to Father Joe, I said, Father Joe, I said, I'm home. And in his unique way that he is, he says, Dougie, I know. Such as the account of Jesus being transfigured on the Mount, a moment where he is elevated in time and space to a moment that transcended time and space with the presence of God, the Father, and also interesting in conversation with Moses and Elijah. I still wonder to this day how they knew that was Moses and Elijah. He must have told them later. It says that his face shined like the sun and that his appearance changed to a bright white. The disciples that were there had been given a unique opportunity to see him in a way they had not witnessed up to this point. It was such an amazing one that Peter, observing the situation, goes, this is a good place to be. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put some tents up here for you three guys. We're just going to hang out here and go on from there. I mean, it must have been a glorious encounter for those guys when they were there. I'm sure that most of us, many of us, could share that we see the Lord differently now than when we started this faith journey. It's so different than the early days of our faith. And when you take a moment to reflect, the Lord Jesus, in a way, has been transfigured or has transformed you from what you were to what you are now. It is sometimes a good thing to pause and reflect and take into account where you are in your relationship with him. Becoming a follower of Christ is more than just trying to learn the rules, so to speak, and becoming a more ethical person. We need more of that, I know. Or just simply being a better person doing good things. The account in scriptures today stand before us as a reminder that we can strive for the transforming of our very beings with the hope of becoming more like him. Not only in our actions, but in our minds and our attitude. And a reminder to all of us that we are all but pilgrims, active in the body of Christ, moving on until we are changed into what we will become. And the writer in 1 John in the 4th chapter says to us, for we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Go home and read that chapter. It's a good one. We are given moments in our Christian walk where we have the opportunity to witness and see and experience the divine, just like the disciples did in that day. Maybe not in the same form of Father Dave standing up and his face shines like the sun and he's changed, but we have the experience to experience the divine in our walk with Christ. What are some of those? At baptism, when you experience and witness the baptism, you're seeing a divine moment when someone is being transformed from just a human being to a child of God. As I shared at our confirmation, is another divine moment. I'm talking about the sacrament, those moments when we get a chance to sense the divine, a beautiful divine moment. If you have done it lately, is in penance and reconciliation. When we have the opportunity, when our relationship has been broken, that we can go, have that reestablished with the Father, not only with Him and with Jesus, but also with the body of Christ. It's a beautiful divine moment. Within a few moments, we'll have another chance to experience the divine moment. And that is when Father offers up the bread and wine, and it becomes the body, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. It's an amazing divine moment that we have in His presence in receiving Him in the Eucharist. Like I said, they're called sacraments, and they've been given to us and to each of us for a different part of our pilgrimage, moving us ever so closer to when we finally stand face to face and be in a place that we will call home. The faith walk is so much more than what we do. It is so much more than what we do. It's just not something we do. Our faith walk is to be, you've heard it so many times, but we'll keep saying it. Our faith walk is to be intentional. It is to be relational. Also grateful in our journey towards the Master. One of the things is that change should be happening to us. Sometimes and oftentimes it's very slow and kind of in little steps, which is okay, but there's change going on. And we also need to be growing in grace, because as we get older, moving towards seeing each other. I work on this all the time, seeing others like He does. Sometimes it's a tremendous challenge, but we've been called to see one another as He sees each and every one of us. You know, Lazarus experienced a divine moment when Jesus called him by name when he was in the grave. And what did Lazarus do? Lazarus came forth from the grave, alive and changed. My granddaughters in Cincinnati have attended a camp called Camp Damascus, located down in mid-Ohio around Marion. And they've been there two different weeks. And at the end of the week, Dolly and I have traveled down to be at their last Mass. And it's an amazing thing to see 350 kids on their feet, celebrating, praising God, singing and worshiping, and then turn around and be absolutely reverent at those moments when we need to be. But in those two services that I was there, there was a divine moment for me. And that divine moment came in a song. And when I saw the words the first time, I couldn't believe what I was reading. They had the giant screens up there, and they were singing these songs. And then the second time I went back, I saw it again. And it's been ringing in my heart, and ringing in my mind, and ringing in my soul ever since I heard it. And I would love to have it to affect you as much as I have. But the words of the song were this: when He called my name, I ran forth from the grave. When He called my name, I ran forth from the grave. And that thought, I love that idea of that thought, that when He called me, that I did run from my grave. And sometimes I have to run daily from it, from those things in life sometimes to get those difficulties. And it's not promising it's going to be easy, but it's a wonderful thing that He knows each of us by name. And when He calls your name, we need to run to Him. And in a few moments, He's going to call you again. And that is to come and partake of His divine presence that is available to us in the Eucharist. Beloved, we are blessed. Let us be listening for our name as He calls us.